Well, hello everyone, and I want to welcome you here this morning. And we have a very special show planned for you today. I'm going to be talking to Raven Davis, and she goes by the nickname of Raven, the talk show Maven. And she's going to be talking about one of the things that's kind of near and dear to my heart. And for those of you who are entrepreneurs, I really want you to get ready because she's going to be talking about how you can add one component to your business. And even if you're looking to start a business, you can start talking to and interviewing some of your heroes, some of the people who are making an impact, whether or not you're in your community. If you're involved in a particular niche in business, you can start looking to talk to these people, bring them before the public, and really add an element to both your life and to the people who follow you. Now, Raven has a couple of sites. I'm going to have you check them out here at the end of the call, amazingwomenofpower.com. And one thing that she's going to be doing in the near future called Red Carpet Interview Secrets, but I don't want to spoil that for you. We'll get right into that here at the end of the call. So rather than talk you to death before we bring Raven on, I'm just going to bring her right on, and we're just going to kind of go for it. Raven, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am good, and I'm really excited about what you're going to be bringing today. And I know that you're talking about something that for most people, right? This is an element that whether or not they're in business, whether or not they are, let's say they're working for someone, they're in consulting. This is a component that I think that today is just almost what I would call an entryway into people's lives, an easy way for people to kind of build their authority. And you're talking about interviewing, and I want to start talking about now. How did you grow into this? How did you start? What drove you to start doing this? And let's kind of really dive into this topic again. It's something that's near and dear to me. How did you get started, Raven?
Thank you, first of all, for having me. I am so excited, just like you, to be talking about this subject, especially to someone like yourself, Charles, that recognizes the value of interviewing. I don't think people get it, but hopefully they will after this. But in answer to your question, how I got started is I actually heard a man by the name of Alex Mendojian say on a call I was on called Teleseminar Secrets that the quickest way to become an expert is to interview experts. And at that time, right, I was 55 years old, Charles, making $10 an hour, working 20 hours a week. And I was taking out the course because I was going to teach people how to sell all over the phone, and I was going to do teleseminars. So I heard Alex say that, and then a couple weeks later, I heard him interview someone, and they said that instead of doing teleseminars, they interviewed authors all over the world and celebrities, and there was this thing called podcasting, okay? And you didn't need to have an FCC license. So I got excited because as a little kid at 13 years old, I used to sneak to the neighborhood radio station, Charles. I was so fascinated with the DJs and people being able to hear them all over the world. And my mom and them owned a chain of restaurants. And one time my mother was at the restaurant, and, I had snuck down there. And I was like, I'm Raven Blair, and I'm on the air. And one of her customers said, isn't that your daughter? And back then, back in the day, it was okay to whip your kids. I mean, And my mother came down there with a whip and whipped me all the way home. So, I got excited when I heard Alex say that and the guest he had talk about that you didn't need to have an FCC license. Because as I was growing up, I still had that radio dream, but my dream circle closed when I looked at that FCC test and didn't understand a thing about it, So I just kind of put that dream off until, as I was saying, I was 55 years old. My mother was rushed to the hospital, and, we thought she was going to get out in 10 days, but she ended up being in the ICU unit, Charles, for 3 weeks and ended up staying in the hospital for 6 months. But my sister Tracy and I, we stayed. My son flew in from New York, Blair. We stayed and lived at that hospital. I mean, showered everything at the hospital because we lost my dad a few years before that. from some mistakes at the hospital, and that wasn't about to happen to Mama. So we lived there. And one day during the chapel, I was just crying and, of course, praying because, you know, you've been around people that loved ones that's been in the hospital and they don't look the same, you know, and you really are looking at them and saying, wow, you know, are they going to make it, number one? And then you start thinking about them and their lives and you're like, I was wondering, did Mom ever do things she wanted to do or did she spend her whole life trying to do for us? And so I was in the chapel praying and I had this sudden peace. And everything inside me was saying, your mom's going to be okay. But you're going to have to step up, show up, and grow up because now she's going to need you. And that grow up hurts because that meant I'm going to have to look at responsibility at, well, first of all, I can't help my mom because I can't help myself. I'm 55 years old, making $10 an hour. Yeah. How in the world am I going to help Mom? And why in the world am I in that position? So that was the grow up part, okay? And Mother was, you know, she was strict coming up and stuff, and we had our differences. But one thing about Mom is through failed marriages and jobs that I lost, I could always go back home to Mama. So now seeing her so helpless, a strong woman, broke my heart. And so when I heard Alex say the quickest way to become an expert is to interview an expert, and when I heard him interview his guest, and his guest said he started doing a radio show, a podcast, I made the decision that I was going to step up, show up, and grow up, and I was going to use the power of my voice because I come from 30 years of sales back then, and I could use my voice, and I could use the gift of listening, and I had the gift of gab. So all I had to do was make a list, a dream list, and that's how, what I did right there from the hospital. And about 14 weeks later, I launched my first show, Women Power Talk Radio, that's gone on to win multiple awards. I was one of the top 100 podcasts. I launched that show about 14 weeks later from my kitchen table, and that's how my whole radio and interview journey began.
And it's really, I think, a powerful story about, we hear a lot about jumping in and really taking action on something that sometimes you don't even really know the outcome of it at the beginning. But you have a sense that, hey, you know what, this is something that I can that I can do. And you also had, I don't even want to call it the added benefit, but you had the motivation because it was something that you had to do.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? What I figured out and I guess I began to recognize way after the fact, Charles, is that my why was never big enough for me. But seeing my mama like that, that became my why. And sometimes I want to say to the audience, sometimes, you know, we don't see or understand what our purpose is. And things just don't happen. But when you get into a situation where I feel like I was just really, I had to listen to the voice inside me guiding me. I had to slow down, which I was always doing stuff, but never really slowed down enough to listen to that voice inside me speak. And that's that soft voice inside me that's steady telling me what to do and where to go. And it was telling me at the age of 13 that I was supposed to be on the radio. But it took me to 55 years old seeing my mom like that first happen. And
you know,
one taught me. I taught myself from the hospital. So that just goes to show you have it inside you. Nobody taught me anything about radio or interviewing. I learned that from the hospital. Because as Les Brown says, Charles, you'll get this. I was hungry for success.
That's right. You know, a lot of people who are listening, they are entrepreneurs, and some people are online entrepreneurs. And one of the things that people fight for a lot and go to seminars, webinars, is how to get traffic. And I think what's interesting about this is that, you know, it's not necessarily a magic bullet, but at the same time, though, it is a way to really do what people are trying to do in 10,000 different ways, which is to attract people to yourself based on their own interests. I mean, have you found that it really does bring you the people that really are going to be into you for what you're doing?
Absolutely. I would think you'd be a magnet for attracting the right people. And you know what, Charles? I'm sure you would agree. It feels good when you don't have to go out there hunting and searching and seeking that you are attracting the right people. But here's the thing. we all want everybody. And
right.
Everybody is not the people we're supposed to go for. You know what I'm saying? Even when I reach out there and I, you know, go for certain interviews, at first I used to really get upset. I used to really take it personal because, especially Patti LaBelle, she said no to me 3 times. Not one, not two, not three. And it used to crush me. And then I finally said, but, you know, you might want to interview Patti, but that may not be the interview you're supposed to get. It doesn't mean it's not going to never happen, but the time for you interviewing Patti is now, is not now. Now, my interest for wanting to interview Patti is because, you know, I'm a Patti LaBelle singer. I used to say, Patti, Patti, back in the day, you know.
Yep.
But, but now I see that the people that I've interviewed, the Jack Canfields, the Les Brown, and, you know, the Lisa Sasevich, Montel Williams, all the Lou Gossett winner, the junior Oscar winner, all the people I've interviewed were people that I was supposed to interview for a particular reason. You see, my radio station that I own is a positive programming network, and it empowers, encourages, and uplifts people. And so it's very purpose-driven. So now I've just learned to just trust that soft voice inside me, trust the direction of what I feel like my God is pointing me into. And I'm okay when I don't get those yeses. And this is really important because many people that I work with, the first thing they want to do is go out there and get Oprah or President Obama and the big ones, you know. And they always ask me, well, why haven't you reached Oprah? You've done all these people. And I'm like, because now I know, although I've reached a lot of great people and interviewed so many people, I'm not Oprah ready yet. You get one chance usually with those people, and you don't want to blow it because if you do it right, you'll have other chances and you'll get referrals and testimonials. So what I want to say to the people that are even considering radio and, you know, doing exactly what you do and exactly what I do and interviewing, I want you to look at the fact that it's okay if you don't get the yeses you want right away. And start out interviewing friends and friends of friends and business associates. Get on programs like what Charles has and what I have and get used to how you're supposed to be as the guest and get used to how that host is interviewing you and learn from that. You know, when I first started out, Charles, what I did is I Googled women empowerment radio shows, and I listened to about 5 to 10 of them every week, and I would listen to what I liked, what I didn't like, and what I would do better. In other words, what my special twist is. And that's how I became really, really good at interviewing, because I took a little bit from this one, I took a little bit from that one, and then I put a little Raven twist on it, and that's how I became to get the authentic style that I have. And the same thing for you, Charles, the style that you have, because I think the first thing we all want to do is be like Oprah, or be like Larry King, or be like and you're supposed to be like yourself. Like yourself, and just speak from the heart and ask intelligent questions like Charles asking, and just talk to the person. You don't need no script. Those scripts will mess you up.
They will.
For real.
They will. No, they will. You know, I have kind of come to understand that a lot of people, they want to do something like this, but they want to do it inside of their niche, or they want to do it inside of their particular market. Now, when you approach this, right, if let's say that you're a chiropractor, let's say that you are into weight loss, is this something, Raven, that can work if you are working inside of a particular market as opposed to doing it broadly with entrepreneurs in general, maybe like you and I might do?
Well, you know what? That's a very good question. And the answer to that is you can do it both ways, but the best thing is to niche it tight. Was it Mark Victor Hansen said, pick a niche and you'll go rich? Okay. All right, like for you, your show is for entrepreneurs and also to share stories. Same thing with me. I have several different shows, 5, and they all have a different purpose. And and so what I want to say, I guess the best answer to that is decide what your intentions is for your show or for the interview. Let's talk interviews specifically. So let's say you want to write a book, and your book is maybe on finding your passion. Well, you can build a lot of value around that book by going out and interviewing Charles, interviewing me, interviewing people that have been there, done that, wore a T-shirt and drank off the coffee cup, and they can tell you a whole lot about finding your passion and living your purpose with a definite purpose. And so by you adding just two or three interviews to your book, number one, your book is halfway written because when you get it transcribed, that's like 60 pages for three interviews or more. You add your story in the front. You add some action steps in the back. You pad it with some pictures of you and quotes and stuff, and you just created a book. And so you can go with whatever niche you want to go to. I have radio shows in Women Empowerment, which is Women Power Talk Radio. I have an award-winning show called Careers from the Kitchen Table for a home business. And when I want to go out and get celebrities, I found that it's a lot easier if I look at what they're passionate about, and most of them are passionate about their charities and causes. So I started this show called Raven Celebrity Rave, where I interviewed Lou Gossett Jr., I interviewed Lindsay Wagner, remember the Bionic Lady? And I've interviewed different people on their causes, on their charities. And so those are my shows. So I do interviews for that. But then also, I'm thinking right now, because my husband, he loves Star Trek, and I've met a lot of people on the red carpet from back in the day that used to be in Star Trek. And so I was looking one day at one of my cards, that my drawer full of cards, and I noticed I had five different people that used to play in the Star Trek movie and a couple people that did behind the scenes. And so I say, you know what, I'm going to create a product about Star Trek. About behind the scenes, I'll interview some people, even though they're way back in the day, I'll interview them and get the inside scoop. I'll package it up and I'll go out there and I'll find bloggers that love Star Trek and I will sell it. I might even license those interviews, which I've done for up to $10,000, or I'll package it as a product. So you can do stuff just like that, just because I want to do a product in this area, even though it's not your main area. So hopefully that answered your question.
No, that is so powerful, and especially for those of us who, you know, market information. Now, when you come to this, one of the things that I hear from other people is, you know, Charles, why would a celebrity, why would someone who's in the public want to talk to me? And that, I think that's a barrier for people to get started. So they hear you talking about interviewing Raven, they say, you know, yeah, I hear her, I want to add this to my business, but I just can't figure out, why would a celebrity or why would someone in the public want to talk to me? How would you help someone who feels that way?
Oh, wow, I love that question, because many of the business owners, authors, speakers, and coaches that I work with, when they first get started in interviewing, that's the first question they ask me, because I tell them to make their list and make it long and strong, their dream list. And then their question is exactly what you're asking. Okay, why would these people say yes to me? And I'm like, well, you know what? That's a very good question. They will say yes to you when you do your research and you figure out what's going to make them say yes. Remember a few minutes ago I was sharing with you that I created Raven Celebrity Rave around the fact that most celebrities like to talk about their causes and their charities and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So it can't be about us. You know, they care about the audience, but they care more about their message. And so the answer to that is seek out what's important to them. So I get a lot of celebrities to say yes, because I don't even talk to them about my audience until last. I say, hey, Lou, you know, I noticed that you're so passionate about getting your message out on blank, 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 blank. And we talk about whatever it is that's important to them. And you know what? I have this show. It's called Raven Celebrity Rave. And we bring on celebrities like yourself. Sure, we talk about how you did and, you know, how you got started as an actor. And we talk about, you know, the different movies and TV shows you've done. But what we mainly talk about is the causes, the charities and things that you're passionate about. And then I will pick out and talk about two or three things that I know he's involved in. And so I know my audience would love to hear, you know, what you have to say on that. And we're here to support you on commercials or whatever around the interview. Give it lots of airing to make sure your heartfelt message get out.
I think one of the things that's interesting is probably don't focus a lot on things like SEO and all these other things. You really kind of focus on the quality and the attractiveness of the guest. Now, is that accurate, or how do you approach it, Raven?
Well, that's a good question. Now, I am not a techie at all, nor do I have the desire to be. And I don't know anything about SEO. Only thing I know about SEO is to spell SEO. That's all I know about it. nothing else. So you're 100% right, Charles. But how I get people to come to my shows and to my stations is I love interviewing up. And interviewing up is going for, even if you're not ready to go for the celebrities, the movie stars and singers, go for the celebrities in your niche. Go for the Les Brown. Go for the Jack Canfield. Go for the Lisa Sasevich if you're in the business world, or whatever your industry is, whoever your sheroes and heroes are, ask for that interview. That's called interviewing up. That's called going for that marquee value interview. Through that, you let them know that you're going to be letting the world know about this interview, and you would so appreciate it if they would share it. Most of them would not share with your list. I'm going to be honest, with their list. People are just protective of their list. But they will. They don't have a problem with tweeting it and putting it on Facebook, and you can tell them, and this is the way to get them to share the message. You send them about two or three Facebook and Twitter little posts that's already done. That's already done. And they're not going to mind posting that because that's, they know that, they know the name of the game. So that's what you do. And, of course, you get out there and you promote it your way. That's my SEO. That's what I do. And so whenever you're interviewing, and as you know, Charles, the good thing about it is it's two of you that's pushing the message. It's both of you pushing the message. And even if the big guys or the big girls don't push it, you push it and you drive traffic to it because they don't know me. Nobody knows Raven the Talk Show Maven. I mean, I might act like I'm all back there. They don't know me. They don't even care. But they know Oscar winner Lou Gossett Jr. They know Sherry Shepherd. They know
right.
all these wonderful people I interview. And so that's leveraging off of their success and their name. And that's why it's so cool to get these interviews and turn them into products and all the stuff you can do. Ah, I just get excited. Can you tell? Can you tell?
So when somebody, they want to get started, Raven, so where should they start? So they're listening, they're saying, okay, you know what, this sounds like something that I can do. I'm not a techie person. Yep, that resonates with me. I like to talk to people. I'm interested in people. I know I can ask good questions. So where and how should I get started if this is what I want to do?
Well, first of all, one of the first things you should do is just make the decision. The best way to get started is make the decision. And then decide on what platform you want. Some people are not, meant for radio. In other words, they don't have the commitment like you and I do, Charles, where they're going to show up every week or every day or whatever it is for their radio show. And one thing, if you know, with radio, you've got to be consistent because if you're not consistent, you won't gain an audience, right? So, but everybody's not for radio, so it's okay. You can just create an audio product or a book or whatever you want and package it up with interviews. So make a decision first that this is what you want to do. And as a business owner, especially, why not? I mean, I feel everybody should be interviewing. The second thing you should do is decide on what platform, whether it's going to be radio, is it going to be video, is it going to be YouTube. Is it going to be a book? Is it going to be an audio series? And base your decision on what you can really wholeheartedly commit to, because persistence and also consistency is so important. And then make your dream list. Decide, what is the purpose of your interviews? What's your intentions of the interviews? Figure that out. And then start looking at your dream list of people you want to interview that's going to add value to what you're creating. And remember, it's not about you. It's not even really about your guests. It is about your audience. It is about your readers. It is about your listeners. So what message, are they going to want? What transformation and the results are they going to have? And then once you decide to do that, you will start looking at the easy, breezy way technically to get it done. And because we're in the world that we live in now, which is great, it's easy, breezy technology time, pick up, go to the freeconferencecall.com, freeconferencecall.com. And yes, the word free means it's free. Get on your cell phone or your telephone and get the other person on the other end. Push the record, and it tells you push star 8 or whatever for record, and you got
right.
it done. That's it. Don't get all bogged down in editing. So that's easy, breezy step. And I like to, you know, if you don't mind, let your listeners know if they want to have a free, you know, breakthrough to interviewing success discovery session with me, they can give me a call at 818-835-9601, 818-835-9601, and we'll talk about it. Or go to AmazingWomenOfPower.com, AmazingWomenOfPower.com, and click on that little schedule time with Raven and schedule a session with us, and let's talk about it. Let's see what you got, you know, and what your passion is, what your intentions is. And again, that's free. That's just for your listeners. I can't take everybody, so I'm going to say the first 7 people that contact me today, 818-835-9601. And let's just go ahead and extend that for the month. I can take about 7
that
people.
Great.
That's it, because, you know, I've got my event coming up. So I'm going to be a busy lady
right.
next week or so.
Yeah, and I definitely want to talk about your event that's coming up. One of the things I want to do as a lead into that is I have people who have asked me, they say, Charles, I've tried everything online, offline, and I've tried to create an income. Is this something, Raven, that a person can, if they dedicate themselves, they get started in it, they're willing to put in the work, can they create a stream of income from doing interviewing?
Absolutely. Remember I was sharing with you that I was making $10 an hour at the age of 55. I'm proud to say I'm a lot older now, but that was like, 6 years ago, or actually 8 years
uh-huh.
ago. And now, you know, I'm working towards 7 figures now. So from my kitchen table, using nothing but the telephone and interviewing. Hello, anybody can do it. That's the only thing I do. I don't get on this hectic highway. I go the smooth sailing hallway route from my bed to my back room here with the studio. And, yeah, and it's so refreshing for me to be able to say, you know, mother's gone, but she didn't pass away without seeing me make a complete transition. And it was all from interviewing. I was able to help her out financially. I'm able to help my family out, employ my family, show them how to do this. So I didn't just change the direction of my life. I changed the direction of my entire family's life. And now, you know, the people I work with, you know, they come with the same question. Okay, I need to make money. I will tell you, it is no get-rich-quick scheme. You know,
right,
you do
right.
need to learn how to master and craft. And this is what the 3-day intensive that we'll be doing is all about, is to show you what it will take. We actually show you how to become a triple threat. A triple threat. Isn't that cool, Charles? Become a triple threat in your industry by simply mastering the art of interviewing. And and answer to your question, yes, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it doesn't start off easy. You're going to make, you know, you're going to hit the hundreds before you hit the thousands, and you're going to hit, you know, go from the thousands to 6 figures. You know, it's a growing process, but it can be done. You can easily make money. But the thing about interviewing, most people won't charge for the interview. Charles, I'm like you. You want to be interviewed on my show, you know, and you want to promote your product and service. Unless I go to you and you're on my dream list, if you come to me, it's going to be a charge. And you know what? It's just business. This is not a hobby. You cannot go into a hobby mindset. You'll be on the street. I know, because that almost happened to me. Do you know one of my shows almost was Raven live on the streets of Houston when I live in Houston? And that's because I was really close to being on the streets, Charles.
You know, I really want you to talk about the intensive. It sounds like the kind of thing that, for people who want to get started and they're serious and maybe other things online have not worked out because they're too technical, or maybe, you know, for whatever the reason, it's not, nothing is all that clear, but this is something I think people can get their arms around. So what's going to happen at the intensive?
Well, basically we're going to what we call our Trinity interview process so that you can be a triple threat in your industry strictly from interviewing. And again, you're not going, you know, you don't have to leave your office or anything like that. You can do from home. We're going to teach you, first of all, how to host and do interviews like Charles and I, how you can go out and find, you know, the experts, the sheroes and heroes in your industry. Even we'll teach you how to go out and get the celebrities and the world-renowned thought leaders. We're going to teach you all that. But more importantly, we're going to teach you how to do your research to get those interviews, the right questions to ask when you're doing an interview, you know, what you should say in your intro, what you should say in your outro, how you can really work your jelly when it comes to hosting the interview. Then we're going to take you to the other side because we believe you shouldn't just be going out there interviewing other people. You need to get your butt out there on some shows, too. You know what I'm saying, Charles? You need to get your message out, too. So we're going to teach you how to be an effective guest, how you can go out and be on shows like Charles and mine, and not just that, but at telesummits and teleseminars, you know, and get your message out every week. I apologize for that. Let me cut this off. Get your message out every week and how you can attract and draw those clients in and bring them from being Charles listeners to bringing over to me. And you always want to give them something to get them coming over there, just like I told you. You know, the first seven people that give me a call at 818-835-9601 or go to AmazingWomenOfPower.com and schedule some time with me. I'm going to take you through a free, totally free breakthrough to interviewing success strategy session. And that's only a $597 value. So I want to throw that out there because I don't want people to think that they're just, you know, I'm just looking for them. I'm looking for the right people that qualify, people that really want
right.
to be successful in this thing. You know, those are the seven people I invite. So we teach you things like that. And then the last interview we teach is we call the hidden interview. It's the client interview. It's when people, you know, the business cards that you collect, Charles, and the people that you meet, we teach you how to take that, you know, person that's not a client and take them through a very in-depth interview, finding out what their pain is, finding out what their purpose is, what their joy would be, help them to have a breakthrough during that conversation and take them from just a potential client into a high-end $2,500, $3,500, $5,500, $7,500 client. So it's a host interview, guest interview, and client interview. And that's how we teach you how to be a triple threat in your industry. And so that's the main thing we're going to be teaching people, how to really work it no matter what level they are. Even if they don't even have a business, they'll have the structure and they'll have, you know, the blueprints to our system on how they can either start a business and create possibly $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or and head there, start their journey towards six figures. And if they already got six figures, nobody minds getting another six figures. Come on down.
Right. So how can I go and get access to it? Tell me where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and then how we can get access to it.
Well, it's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel. Charles, I wish you was here. I wish you could come. I know you just found out about it, but it was
I might just show up. Don't count me out now.
Okay, it would be great for you to show up. If you do, there will be some time on stage. We're going to give you some minutes, okay, for sure. But it's June 17th, 18th, and 19th, and it's at the Renaissance Hotel. They can go to Red Carpet Interview Secrets. .com. Again, that's redcarpet.com. And be sure to check out the video my hubby did, which is that kind of shows you a little bit of glimpse from last year. And you just it'll tell you the seven reasons why doing interviews can change your life. For instance, that hosting the interview makes it seem like you're the expert. Remember what Alex said? The quickest way to become an expert is to interview experts. You are hooking your wagon to their success. That. And then you can take those interviews and package them up. You're going to learn all that. And then again, like I said, you're going to learn how to be a guest on other shows and how people will come out and seek your, you know, your expertise and make you shine as the expert, and you'll be able to close those clients. So go to redcarpetinterviewseekers.com. It's June 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's an all-day event. Starts at 9:30, ends at 6. On the second day, we're going to have our red carpet event where I'll be giving awards to my talk show host. Because, you know, Charles, I went from not knowing how to do radio or interviews to, you know, having that moment at the hospital, launching my show a few weeks later, been on CNN and CBS, and I guess you could say I like radio so much I decided the heck with just having some shows, I'm going to get a station. So I started my own station. So that tells you how much I like interviews. And so now the clients I work with, they're business owners, they're authors, they're speakers, and they get groomed on how to start a radio show and how to go out there and interview experts, and they love, love, love it. I had this one lady, she's been in my mastermind for 3 years now. She had a stroke. She lost her daughter unexpectedly and had a lot of just really terrible things happen. And this has kind of been a lifeline for her. She loves being on radio. She loves interviewing. And she never thought that she would ever, ever interview anybody that was famous. And guess who she interviewed? Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And she gave Alveda King gave her a stellar testimonial. And she, and now she, I mean, we can't get her off the, we get her, and we got to get the broom like they used to do at the Powell and Sweeper off the network now. She's on the network all the time. She's going after everybody now. She's going crazy out there. Absolutely. So June 17th, 18th, 19th, come on down and California, Los Angeles, California, near LAX, Renaissance Hotel. Get all the facts at Red Carpet Interview. Secrets.com, and you'll learn to have fun like Charles and I. You listen to Charles all the time. He has fun. He's really enjoying it. He's asking the right questions. And, you know, he can take all those interviews and create so many different products you wouldn't believe it. So, you know, be like me and Charles. Tap into what your passion and purpose is and make it easy on yourself. Start interviewing the experts. They're going to build the content for you. That's what I love, love, love. Don't you, Charles?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And, I mean, you just get to meet people that you just, when they open up their mouth and they tell you, as you said, what they're passionate about, but then sometimes the things that you learn about what's going on in other places of the world, you have no idea, you become wiser after every interview you do. And that's really what I like about it, because even just sitting here talking to you, I mean, I'm going to be going back and listening to this for myself because I've learned so much just from listening to you. And I think that happens every time you bring someone on a call, you learn, you know. Wow,
absolutely.
Raven, this has been – no, go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say one more thing because you touched on something that hardly anybody ever talks about, and I really appreciate that, on the fact that us as hosts, we learn so much. I always tell people, same as you, Charles, but you can't rub elbows, so to speak, with the Jack Canfields and the Lisa Nichols and all the different people that you interview, and some of it not rub off on you. And I want to share this story, and then I'm going to zip it. And you know, as talk show host, it's hard to do, but I'm definitely honoring the time you give me here. But I think this is important because a few years ago, my then husband, you know, decided, you know, that he wanted to part ways. He gave me flowers on my birthday in April and gave me 5-minute warning in May that he was walking out, really packing as he went. You know, yeah, shame on him. Because I got a good husband. I love him, and he supports me. But anyway, the reason for me bringing that up is I was devastated. I was distraught. 13 years of marriage, going down the drain. I had just hit 60 years old, and I was thinking, oh, my God, you know, here it's this and that and all this stuff that was going on. And then something, you know, I was like, you know, I really need to get some counseling with this. This is really hard for me to deal with. And I went back to my old interviews. I remember interviewing Lisa Nichols. And she talked about mirroring, and this was during her, when she just launched her book, No Matter What. I listened to that. I went back and listened to an interview I did with Diana Nightingale, who's Earl Nightingale's widow. And, you know, I had to go back to my own Women Power show to get the messages because I was so busy interviewing. I didn't get a chance to really soak in the information. But here's the one thing that I did. I, at that time, didn't have the money for a counselor. So I decided I'm going to go out and interview people that help people get through divorce. And
I
so
love
I interviewed
it.
Five people. And you know what? I got those interviews, so I may one day turn that into a product. But that interview was for me. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I love that.
Yeah, because it truly, truly, every person that brings something to a show or an interview adds something to your life that, you know, you keep. It's something that, you know, again, I mean, we obviously do this because it's part of our business, or it is our business. But at the same time, though, it is a built-in. It's like an MBA. It's like a PhD that you're getting from people who are doing real life, and they're giving you basically education that you can't get anyplace else.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And whether you're doing it for just your personal life, you know, you just heard my story, and that was real. You can go out, whatever pain that you're going through, and you can interview experts and stuff. You can just go out there and find coaches and authors and speakers that talk on the subject of what you need. Get your counseling, you know, get your information that you need to get, and you will also be able to turn that into a package or to a book or something and be able to help others. Or you can just add so much value to your product, so much value to your business by doing interviews of your sheroes and your heroes. Not the same people Charles and I do. We don't expect you to want the same people. Everybody has their own particular audience. Remember, it's all about the intentions of the interview. You know, what is the purpose? What is the why of your message? And what results are your audience going to get from listening to it, or if you package up a book, from reading to it? Because it's about them having a transformation, you know, unless you're just doing something for yourself like I did, and that's okay too. Either way, interview works, but don't forget, you want to get out there and be interviewed as well. And don't forget all these business cards that you get. Turn those business cards into a cash machine. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. You can do it. Yeah, just by interviewing them and seeing if they qualify to be your client. And if so, close them. Ask for the money. Yeah.
Every man. Hey, yeah. Everybody, please go over to redcarpetinterviewsecrets.com. And then I think it's /2015. Definitely, if you are going to be in the Los Angeles area, or I mean, even if you can plan to go out there, it's really something that I think can really change the direction of your business, can change the direction of your life. And if you can learn how to get a head start on this, because I guess, you know, both Raven and myself, I mean, you make so many mistakes to get started, but she's really going to be helping you to kind of overcome a lot of those mistakes that you don't have to make if you want to get started. Because this is something, again, that you can do once you learn how to do it right. So, again, redcarpetinterviewsecrets.com/2015. I guess you can also find Raven over at amazingwomenofpower.com. She's got a great site over there. You know, go over there and check it out. And we are going to do the best we can to have Raven back, because but then, you know, you can't put two hosts on the show, because then we just end up talking for an hour or two. So you know, I really, really, really appreciate you being here, Raven. And you know, if I can get to Los Angeles, I am definitely going to be there. This event looks like it is going to be fantastic. Everybody, again, redcarpetinterviewsecrets.com/2015. Head on over there if you're in Los Angeles and get in. Raven, any last words?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you again for inviting me. And, you know, I've got to have you on one of my shows. You're a perfect fit for all of them. We're going to get you on there. We'll talk about that offline. And I sure hope you come, because if so, you know, I'm the red carpet tonight. We'd love to have you, you know, just speak from the heart. For our audience there. And for all of you, I just want to say, I mean, we've laughed and we've joked, but I've also tried to, you know, drip in some heartfelt stories. I mean, keep in mind, you know, this is something that I knew nothing of. This happened at the age of 55, you know, and I just had that hunger, as Les Brown says. I had that thirst, and I knew my why was very clear. It was about my mom and being there for my mom. Never in the world would I have thought that I would interview all the people that I've interviewed. And even the ordinary folks like you and I with extraordinary stories, they've been my best interviews. Never would I have thought that I'd been on CNN and CBS and now have my own radio station and help people all over the world, you know, to unleash the power of their voice and a breakthrough to interview success and triple and quadruple their income. And never in the world, Charles, did I ever think that I would go from $10,000, you know, dollars an hour to making well over six figures now, you know, and I'm speaking seven figures in existence because I'm going after it. And so there's no limit to your potential at all. No limit to your potential. So just stop thinking about it. Do it. Don't forget, I can take, you know, these seven of you, 818-835-9601. And to Charles, keep listening to him because he's the man. Yeah. Thank you, Charles.
All right. Well, appreciate it, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. Look forward to seeing you again on our next broadcast. And again, head over to redcarpetinterviewseekers.com/2015. Everybody, have a great day and a pleasant tomorrow. Take care.